Hey, American Fork, it's Lorraine Cohagan from Valencia, California, here together with you at the Wasatch Front Invitational. I'll be your color guard judge tonight. You're getting set up, and I'll be back when you're ready. Best of luck. All right, here we go. Really intrigued by this. Very cool setup. Appreciate the integration, the auxiliary. Roll portrayal works well. Beautiful movement training as I'm watching the performers on the front. As they pull to the arabesque, you just really want to make sure they're engaging their center. Love the coordination by the band to the color guard in the back of the field. Uh-huh, glissade, beautifully done. On the ton of flesh, continue to pull up on those center. Yeah, gorgeous leaps. Wow, love the training and the artistic quality and value adding to the program. Really nicely done in terms of how this moment has been textured for you. Make sure everybody's doing the body contribution as they lean away from the equipment with that right lunge. Yeah, well orchestrated. I love the scissor props. Yeah, good job, flags. Very inventive. Oh my goodness. Just a little bit cautionary as to where those are placed. A couple of them are just, and we're in a low press box, but real close to the pit. The roll portrayal is just fantastic. The flags doing a really nice job in terms of their timing for the most part. Just, I just caution you in terms of really understanding where the equipment is placed when you initiate a phrase. If it's flat or if it's a 45, some of the performers just don't seem as quite as sure. Take a look at the saber entrance as it's a little bit forced. And lock down and squeeze on those catches, guys. Went from scissors to knives. Good for her. Yeah, there's some great nuance going on within the music, mostly by the body, but you do a really nice job in orchestrating these moments. Well trained, just gotta lock in those catches, you know, whether it's cold or whatever, you know, you gotta make sure that in warm up we've got those hands real nice and warm. Good job. It's a good sense of coordination with the band at this moment between the flags and the sabers. Yep, well punctuated. Gotta catch. It seems like in every major toss, there's one drop, guys. Performers, you've gotta make sure you're applying technique throughout. Yeah. Minor timing problems in the back. Yeah, good use of high and low space and the coordination between the sabers and the flag in the last one with the depth of the design and writing really working to your credit here. Yeah, side A flags is having a little bit of trouble there in terms of your timing. And it was very minor. It wasn't like everybody. I would say like two or three out of what, how many kids do you have? 18? As they go into the torchete with the attitude legs, you really want to make sure that they're articulating both legs. It seems like the right leg is fine. It's that left leg where you're getting some performers that are hyperextending. Yeah, appreciate the use of the negative space here in the front and that we have a good understanding of our drill responsibilities enough to all get to that form together. Yeah, this works well to surround the band soloist. Wow, element of risk of that prop. Some of the performers look like they're getting a little tired. Oh, we got some crazy hair out there. Appreciate the multiple ideas here with the sabers and the rifles. You're doing a really nice job in terms of how they're working in high and low space through the each other's kinosphere. Yeah, better job, sabers. Yeah, I'm really impressed by the continuous use of the body and equipment and the nuance that you're putting into the choreography and the characterization. This is really well staged for you in terms of all the vignettes on the field, picking up the different elements on the field. Rifles, as you were just working off the 45 a moment ago, I think it was the 45. If it was supposed to be flat, I'm a little conflicted there. So just make sure that's cleaned up. Yeah, a couple rifles under rotating on that quad. Yeah, and again there. The way you lead focus around the field really works to your credit. Oh my god, the band has crazy hair too. Good job. Lead of focus working well. Rifles picking up the percussive line quite nicely. Again, a little close to the pit here, and we're in a low press box, but you know, just know that two or four steps is not going to be enough for us to see what you're doing, particularly with the body. Constructively, think about what our bodies can look like under that last toss. Are we gonna have just a left free arm? Or are we gonna have multiple? Or are we gonna look scared? So you really want to make sure there's homogenization from performer to performer there. Yep, good job, Guns. Yeah, some discrepancies there as well. If that's gonna be a 45 pitch toss on the side, two rifles, or if that's going to be parallel. Yeah, well nuanced through the music. Yeah, really got to lock into the catches. We're really having some difficult times with the guns today and the weapons. Yeah, transitional moment there. Nothing took me to the back where those flags entered from. Moment for you. Choice of color works well. Matching the accents well. And continuing to add body and equipment. I think you've got some growth here and some opportunities to keep adding those accents in the back. There's a significant absence and lapse of choreography there. Yep, you know what, the concept is clear, the kids totally get it. I think it's very well constructed for you. There's a couple of there's a couple of moments, I think, particularly that last moment where there was just an absence, they were just kind of recognizing drill responsibilities. I think you've got tons of opportunity there to recognize accents. From an excellent standpoint, really, weapons, you got to catch. You know, it seemed like every moment there was a drop or maybe an under rotation, and you've got to really make sure you lock in those moments so that you're getting the credit on the effect of that moment and not for the recovery. All right, really enjoyed your program. Best of luck to you.